Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is called out on strikes. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn who is chasing the ball. Castillo reaches third base with a triple. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Kennedy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deer. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Deer steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Knight moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 2 in the game. Felder hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Deer strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Yount moves to third. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Brock scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Sviam applying the tag. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 3 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Tom Knight in fewer now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Deer moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. There goes Deer trying to get to home. Lacey throws the ball in to Kennedy, who tags Deer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 5-3, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacey strikes out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Young takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-4 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.